Welcome, everyone, to Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. I'm Better Call Harry, and I'm here with Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe. How are you, Brendan?
Always good to see you and to hear you, Harry, for our podcast listeners.
Well, this is where you ask how I am.
Oh, how are you? I'm sorry. And also with you. How are you?
Well, that was the point, because that's how I was going to parlay this into the story, because it really is an interesting story. You ask me how I am, I say, I'd like to lose 20 pounds. It may not look like it, but I would. And one thought that I've always had is, what's out there now? Everybody's taking Ozempic. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, that's right. Ozempic is essentially prescribed for diabetes, but it's often used for weight loss off-label, and doctors are prescribing it that way. But there is a weight loss version of semaglutide, which is essentially the active ingredient of Ozempic. It's called Wegovy. And for people who can't get Wegovy, they're going to Ozempic, and that's causing problems for people who take it for diabetes. That's how popular these drugs are, is that they can't make them fast enough to keep up with demand. And that, of course, leads to what we're talking about here today.
So wait a second. You're talking about the active ingredient, correct?
Semaglutide.
Yep. Semaglutide. And what did you find?
Well, this is interesting. We got a call from a man here in Metro Atlanta who said, I attempted suicide. Actually, at first he just said, hey, look, it led me to be depressed. After talking to him further, he said, once I started taking this drug, I became more and more depressed to the point where I attempted to kill myself. He ended up in the hospital for 2 days. Now, at that point, that's just an anecdotal report. So we created a file. We didn't do a story right away, but we kept an eye on it. And there were conflicting studies that we saw. So there wasn't really a definitive answer, or there wasn't even really a definitive question at that point. But then the FDA opened an official inquiry into exactly this possible link. We know that there's correlation, but is there causality? And that's what led us to do this story.
Clint Etheridge has taken steps to defeat his twin enemies, diabetes and food addiction. His doctor prescribed semaglutide, the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy.
It does something miraculous to your brain and your sense of satisfaction and fullness and your whole thought process.
You lost about 70 pounds.
Yes.
That's extraordinary in a year.
Yes.
The photos tell the story before and after. His diabetic numbers melted away with the pounds.
The drug worked.
Yes.
So what went wrong?
I know without a doubt that it made me violently depressed. I didn't want to believe it was the drug. Frankly, I wanted to remain on it and thought I might stay on it for life, but it just got progressively worse and it led to a suicide attempt.
The FDA has approved two injectable versions of semaglutide, Ozempic for diabetes and Wegovy for obesity. Both contain the same active ingredient that leads to weight loss, and both have 15-page prescribing information sheets. For Wegovy, prescribers are told to monitor their patients for depression or suicidal thoughts and discontinue if symptoms develop. Depression is mentioned 5 times in the Wegovy prescribing information, and the word suicidal appears 14 times. But for Ozempic, the words depression and suicidal appear nowhere in the prescribing information. Novo Nordisk has the exclusive patent on semaglutide in the U.S. The drug company told Atlanta News First Investigates, although Wegovy and Ozempic both contain semaglutide, they are different products, adding because of dosing, they are not interchangeable and should not be used outside of their approved indications.
Wegovy and Ozempic, the breakthrough treatment for obesity, promises a fast result.
Weight loss patients have turned to the diabetes drug Ozempic amid shortages of Wegovy. Clint was unable to get the drugs made by Novo Nordisk, so his doctor prescribed semaglutide from a local compounding pharmacy.
Months later, after the event, I had started gaining weight again because I was not on the product, but I did do another dose. Within 24 hours, I felt the same level of depression all over again.
Clint shared his experience with the FDA through the agency's adverse event reporting system. Atlanta News First Investigates found 262 self-reported cases of depression and suicidal ideation for semaglutide products. That data includes reports of 20 completed suicides.
They feel strangely like kindred spirits who went through the same thing that I did, just didn't make it.
Novo Nordisk stands behind the safety and efficacy of all of our GLP-1 RA medicines when they are used as indicated, the drug company told Atlanta News First Investigates, adding our review of the clinical trials, including large outcome studies and observational studies, did not find an association between the use of GLP-1 RA medicines and the occurrence of suicidal thoughts or actions.
I have zero doubt, no doubt, that this drug caused me to be suicidal. And I almost lost my life from it.
The bottom line is these self-reports are rare compared with other reported side effects like gastrointestinal problems. So what should you do if you're taking semaglutide or similar drugs? The FDA says talk with your doctor. The agency is also asking medical professionals to monitor their patients for signs of depression or suicidal thoughts.
That is really eye-opening, I will say. And I guess the first thought that I had is, what are doctors saying? Because you have the doctors who are pushing the drug, and you've got so many people taking it, but what are people actually saying?
Well, and that's the whole point of this story. We want to make it perfectly clear. We're not saying there's a definitive link. You're like, why are you doing the story then? Because the FDA sees enough of these adverse event reports, these are self-reports, that they say, even though it's a small number, and even though there's no evidence at this point, the significance and sort of seriousness of these allegations that, hey, it caused me to attempt suicide, or the 20 reported self-reported suicides by families, that is a serious of enough potential reaction or adverse reaction that they want to investigate. So the FDA has launched what they call an inquiry. The FDA is looking into these problems, but the studies, again, are in, you know, sort of contradiction. There's some studies out of Europe that show very similar numbers, you know, 1.2 to 1.7% of people reporting adverse events are reporting depression and or suicidal ideation. And then you also have studies here in the U.S. that have said, no, this has a much lower risk of suicidal ideation or of depression than other weight loss drugs. So obviously you turn to us and you say, hey, what's the answer? What should I do if I'm taking this drug or considering taking this drug? And the answer is actually quite simple at this point. The FDA considers these drugs to be safe and effective. They are currently approved. There is no black box warning, as they call it. Nothing like that. But what you should do is consult your doctor. You know how they say in the ads, ask your doctor if this drug is right for you. That's really what you should do. But also, if you're taking it, you should monitor for these reactions. In fact, they're telling the doctors to monitor their patients for signs of depression, signs of suicidal ideation, specifically for Wegovy, which is the weight loss version of the drug. So if you're taking this for weight loss, if you have any history of depression, even mild, you want to monitor yourself for that and also tell your doctor if you're having those symptoms.
A month ago, a report came out that kind of said something different, but we were talking about this earlier, what it said.
Yeah, well, the headlines, and look, we are the media, right? And there is no such thing as the monolithic media. It's not like we have a convention every year where we decide what the agenda is for the year, like some people think we do. But one criticism is that we tend to oversimplify things. A lot of the headlines were no link between weight loss drugs and depression, or, you know, definitive study comes out and says essentially that. That's not what the study said. The study, which was done in concert with the National Institutes of Health, actually said that it's a much lower risk from these weight loss drugs compared with other weight loss medications. And so that is a good takeaway, but still the FDA has an inquiry, and the FDA wouldn't have an inquiry if there wasn't still a question.
Yeah, and there's what, like 200 and something reports to the FDA? You know, I was watching this with my wife, and she was like, okay, I see this, but like millions of people are taking
it. Exactly.
And so you've only got 222 reports. although it just started. So who knows where it's going to go. But then she also pointed out, hey, you know, you could look at almost any drug and it's like, you look at the side effects and it's like, oh my God. So I don't know where it goes from here. What's the FDA going to do?
Questions. You're asking all the right questions, and you're the reaction you had to the story, Harry, is precisely the reaction I would expect anyone to have. This is not some definitive underscore underline. Hey, guess what? There's a link between these drugs and depression and or suicidal ideation. Again, there is enough of a question that it's led the FDA to do an official inquiry. You're absolutely right. Millions of people, millions of doses of this drug having been taken, and you have 262 adverse event reporting system. That's the official FDA. It's called FAERS, the Federal Adverse Event Reporting System. People are self-reporting this, and it's a small portion. In fact, there's a much higher rate of gastrointestinal side effects that people are reporting, constipation, other issues like that. And there have been those reported side effects even in the wide trials of this drug. So you're exactly right that this is a small number. But again, the reason the FDA launched an inquiry is because we're not talking about the difference between constipation and suicide. If you've got 20 families saying my loved one killed themselves while taking this drug, that apparently is enough for the FDA to ask the question. In the end, the answer might be, hey, look, that we consider this safe and effective, or maybe it only affects a certain number of people with a certain situation, like people who have a history of depression. We did discover that for certain, like Wegovy, for example, when they did the full trials, Novo Nordisk confirmed to us that they excluded people who had histories of psychiatric events, depression, suicidal ideation. They excluded them from the trials. So it wasn't tested on people who had that as a history. And now the question with the FDA will hopefully be answered. In the meantime, the drug is still on the market. And here's the other thing. It's incredibly effective. On the other balance is all of the lives that these drugs are saving, because we all know that diabetes and obesity shorten your life and can shorten your life. So these drugs are saving lives. And in the balance, even if this turns out to be a confirmed link, it may save many more lives than it threatens.
All right. Listen, thank you for that. That's a lot of information for viewers to digest, or people who are listening to our podcast to digest. But what I'm hearing from you is talk to your doctor. At the end of this, we're not pointing fingers at anybody. Talk to your doctor and just be aware of what's going on before you do this.
And that's what exactly the man in our story, Clint Etheridge, said, is his doctor didn't know there might be a question about this. And when he asked his doctor didn't have any answers for him. So that's what the FDA is doing. I mean, frankly, the system is working, because the FDA and even European regulators are asking the question. Once they answer it, they'll be able to arm doctors with more information so patients can make an informed decision.
All right. Well, as always, that was great. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. Thanks for watching Behind the Investigation.
Thanks for having me, Harry. And remember, you can listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can also stream Behind the Investigation on Atlanta News First Plus and watch us on YouTube. Thanks for watching and listening. For Atlanta News First Investigates, I'm Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe with Better Call Harry.